prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Have you entered to win a set of Power Block dumbbells yet? If not, why not? One entry form gives you three chances. We'll be giving away an almost $400 pair of Power Block quick change dumbbells that go from 5 to 50 pounds every single month, November, December, and January. You just have to enter once, and you could be a lucky winner and have your name drawn and receive them. Go to superhumanradio.com today. Look for the banner ad to enter to win a set of Power Block quick change dumbbells, and you will be entered for three drawings automatically. One entry per household, please. My next guest has been on the show recently. We're going to have him on a few more times because we're doing the new Huge and Freaky series, and his name is Dennis Weiss. How are you doing, Dennis?
Very good.
Quite a popular series right now. I've gotten lots of positive emails about the last show that we did, and this show is going to be just as exciting, in my humble opinion. You know, every now and then, you need to do something to kind of give yourself a little kick in the pants and increase progress. Workouts become stagnant. And so, as a result of that, Dennis has added to his book, book number 10, which encompasses a variety of chapters that cover red line intensity manipulation techniques. Now, there's actually 29 of them in the book. We're not going to be able to cover all 29 in today's show, but we're going to talk about some of the more popular ones. First of all, before we start talking about that, you had received a phone call from Bill Pearl today, didn't you?
I did.
And it was about this book.
It was. Bill just received his book, Huge and Freaky, and rave reviews from Bill. And it wasn't solicited, Carl.
And he doesn't read any hardcore stuff anymore, right?
He absolutely does not. He's gotten out of the hardcore, and he told me he couldn't put the book down. So
what was the reason he couldn't put the book down? Did he cite something in particular?
He just liked the writing style and how information dense the book is.
And the pictures are great, too.
Oh, most definitely.
Some of the best pictures I've seen in any training book in years. I mean, really, the photos in this book are better than the photos, the illustrative photos that are in the Arnold Schwarzenegger Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding, in my humble opinion.
Well, it's kind of interesting because I've been in the writing field since 1976, and never once, Carl, have I ever had a photo that's been accepted by the magazine.
Is that right?
Never. I've taken a few photos here and there, but they're never a quality that's acceptable for magazine publishing or book publishing. And so you look at these things and you go, okay, I understand now why they don't take them.
Yeah, these are some beautiful photos. The photos alone are worth the book, in my humble opinion. It's kind of like a coffee table book for those of you who are interested in physical culture. But anyway, what we're going to be talking about today are these red line manipulation techniques. Explain why people should even be interested in some of these individual techniques.
To get rid of boredom, number one.
Okay.
It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like eating a bologna sandwich. Some, you know, bologna's good sometimes, but sometimes you like to doctor it up a little bit with a little bit of mayo and some cheese and just make it a little bit better, a little bit more exciting. Sometimes the bread and butter lifts, i.e. the compound movements, the squats, the deadlifts, bench presses, bent over barbell rows, and so on are good, and they definitely elicit a lot of strength gains, but sometimes you just get bored doing those things.
But now also, it should be said, and you correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm off base on here, but some of these techniques should not become regular staples in the routine because they are so intensifying that it would be easy to overdo them.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, just for short periods of time. And I think probably the one person that wouldn't go for a lot of these techniques is a guest you had on last week, Brooks Cubic.
Right, and Brooks is a proponent of the abbreviated training method.
Most definitely, yeah.
But there's a place for that, too. And see, that's what people need to understand. There's no one way to do this. You really, if you were a chef, you would not be a popular chef if all you did was cook with garlic and oregano. You know, you got to shake it up sometimes. You got to do things different. You got to deviate from the norm. You got to go and reach out and try things you haven't tried. And if you keep doing that in your routine, the routine stays fresh and you keep growing. So you may want to try Brooks's approach for a while and then switch to something new.
Exactly. It's kind of, it goes back to what we were talking about on the last radio program about motivation. Sometimes these different techniques will motivate you to train a little bit harder, and that's what you need sometimes.
So let's start out and hit some of the more popular techniques. Which ones come to mind first and foremost that you wrote about in this particular segment of Huge and Freaky?
Oh, boy. Actually, one I like is called cumulative reps.
And explain what that is.
Okay, let's use an example of, let's say, body weight only push-ups, and you get down into the push-up position, you do one rep, and you complete that rep, positive and eccentric movement, and you rest between 2 and 5 seconds, then you do two.
So where are you resting, at the very top of the movement with the arms locked down?
You know, Carl, you could do it any way you wanted to. That would depend on your conditioning, I would guess. I suppose that would be
the most restful. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. And when you get in better condition, of course, you're going to be able to find those harder stresses. It's kind of like doing planks and different things like that.
Right.
Certain levels of doing it, and then when your conditioning gets a lot better, you find the most difficult way to do it, just to challenge yourself. And so you do two reps, and you rest 2 to 5 seconds, and three reps, and so on, until you get to a rep grid that you can't go beyond, i.e., let's say you made it to 10 reps. And you try the next set, and you can't get number 11. That's where you'd quit.
Even though you're still taking these 2 to 5 second rests in between,
right?
Reps.
Yeah, and when you add up all the reps, it's quite a number of reps that you've done. I think I think years ago I got up to 25 reps on dips on the parallel bars. And boy, when you figure that out, Carl, that was like 300 and some reps altogether total, cumulatively.
So you did 25 reps and then rested 3 to 5 seconds. Am I got it right, or am I thinking wrong?
Well, actually on that, I changed the rest periods to like 10 seconds, 10 to 15 seconds. These things vary. You got to play around with them and maybe start out, you can start out with 2 to 5 seconds, but when you're getting up to 15 and 20 reps, of course, the 2 to 5 seconds isn't very much. So.
Now, how is that different than the rest pause?
Well, the rest pause, probably for the rest pause, these things are more like for conditioning, but for the rest pause, you're taking rest pauses of 15 to 20 seconds, but you're using really heavy poundages.
Ah, okay. I gotcha.
And that's the difference. You certainly wouldn't take a very heavy poundage and get up to 25 reps with.
Yeah, no. No, and if you are, it's not very heavy. If you're able to do 25 reps with it,
yeah, you'd probably be. If you could, I'd be curious to know if the person could even just use the Olympic bar, 45 pounds, to get through a set of bench presses that way on the incline.
25 reps, rest for 5-10 seconds, 25 more reps.
Yeah, it'd be pretty tough.
Yeah, yeah. Now that leads me to one of the techniques that you address in the chapter, which I'm a big fan of, and he's a sponsor of the show, and that's Dante Trudell's crap training. How did that evolve?
That evolved back in the 90s, late 90s. Dante came out with that, and he actually came out with a little magazine that he put out once every couple of months called the Hardcore Journal, and he started addressing that. Only it wasn't called dog crap at the time. It was just kind of a rest pause training technique where you'd take a poundage that you could get 6 to 8 reps with, and you'd do that 6 to 8 reps, and then you'd go on and take a 20-second rest and begin with another set and then another 20-second.
And then
rest.
Each set, so in other words, if the first set you hit 8 reps, mm-hmm. the next, after the rest, you may only get 3 reps. And then after the next rest, you may only get 2 reps. And then after the next rest, you may only get 1 rep. And once you hit that 1 rep, you're done?
That's pretty much the way it is. And of course, that is all dependent on whether you're, a maxer or a rep guy. If you're a rep guy that can do a lot of reps, then probably you get a few more on the second set than a normal person would if they were just a maxer, i.e., let give you for an example, somebody can bench press 500 pounds doesn't necessarily mean that they could do 400 pounds for 20 reps. But you could take that same guy, a different guy that could do 20 reps with 400 pounds, and he might not get 500 pounds for a single.
Interesting.
So you have reppers and maxers. It depends on your fast and slow twitch muscle fiber.
All right. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick up more with dog crap training because it's very intriguing to me.
Sure.
We're talking today with Dennis Weiss. He is the co-author of the book Huge and Freaky. You can get a copy of Huge and Freaky by visiting shopmusclemag.com or wherever finer books are sold. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global, train like a machine.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Dennis Weiss. We're talking about the new book, Huge and Freaky. This is really a great book. You got to get a copy of it. Hey, Dennis, are you familiar with the Power Block dumbbells?
I am.
You have a set?
I don't have a set, but if they're really convenient, like if a person lives in an efficiency.
Well, you know what else? I'll tell you. I'm a big believer in eating out at restaurants, but that doesn't mean I'm going to throw my fridge away and my stove. And I'm a equally big believer that you need to train every day or every other day at least. And And you can't always get to the gym, and you need, you know, a couple kettlebells, and these dumbbells are the best. They really are. I mean, I can go up to 50 pounds per hand very quickly, change weights, and I use them every day. I love them. I've been using them for 3 years.
So, could you imagine having that many set of dumbbells, like if yours went from 1 to 125 pounds, having that many set of dumbbells in one room?
I know.
Takes up a lot of space.
I know. And you can win. Did you hear that? You can win a free set of PowerBlock dumbbells by going to superhumanradio.com, and one entry gives you three chances, November, December, and January. So, Dennis, you need to do this because you need a set of these, man.
I will.
Okay. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about dog crap training, because it's really intriguing. Not only did Dante alter the set and rep scheme to create a hyperstimulation of muscle fibers, but he also incorporated something else into his program, which is very intriguing to me. That is stretches under load.
Yeah, at the end of a set, he recommends doing a 20-second stretch to stretch the fascia of the muscle.
But with the weight, so if you're using dumbbells for bench for pressing, you would do your set, and then you would bring the dumbbells back down to the lower position and just let them tear your pecs apart. Just let the weight pull you apart. And this has been shown in studies to increase satellite cell proliferation. It actually can have not just a change in hypertrophy, but it actually can increase the number of muscle fibers in the muscle.
Exactly. Well, having the fascia stretch makes more room for the muscle fiber too.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in that as well.
Definitely, and I think one of the best places a person can go to learn about the fascia stretching is over to PerillaPerformance.com, because John Perilla has a bunch of kind of YouTube videos on his website where he walks through all the different type of stretches that one can do for the different muscle groups.
Really? I got to check that out. I should have him.
It's a lot easier recommending the videos than it is for somebody to try to explain it over a radio program.
Right, right. Yeah, so, I may try to have him on the show. I've actually spoken to him before. He's up, I want to say he's involved with Beverly International. I could be wrong about that, but I know he's...
No, I don't believe so. He's out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and he has his own supplement.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking, because they're all Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati. That's what I'm thinking. He's up in Cincinnati. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. He has nothing to do with Beverly. All right, so dog crap is worth... And unfortunately, it's called dog crap, which kind of, I think, people think is humorous. You wrote a little bit about why he called it dog crap, or now it's just acronym to DC training. What was the reason for that?
Oh, actually, dog crap evolved from his screen name when he was online, and he would do different posts, and it took off from there. Because originally, his program was just simply plain vanilla multi-rep rest pause theory. And back in the day, I suppose, a lot of us would have read it, but now people like to see something that's kind of exciting, you know, for
shocking
titles and stuff that that reach out and grab you by the throat and then kick you in the ass on the way out. So,
so people say, "Gee, what is that dog crap training? I have to see what that's about."
Exactly.
And I know quite a few. I mean, Dusty Henshaw is a bodybuilder that uses it with great success. I believe Troy Alves uses it under the guidance of Dr. Scott Stevenson, or Stevens. I think I may have his last name incorrect. But I know a lot of athletes who use this DC training, and they swear by it. They say that their physique completely transformed once they started using it.
Yeah, actually, the IFBB pro that kind of popularized that was David Henry.
There you go. David Henry, another one. One of the prettiest physiques on the stage, David Henry. Amazingly put together guy. What would you say is next in line that is equally unique, like DC training, for people to spark new growth?
Well, before we leave the DC training, probably it would be good, and it isn't mentioned in the book, but let me give you a couple of websites where people can go for this, for the DC
great
training in more depth. Okay, you can learn more about DC training by logging on to Dante's website, which is www.intensemuscle.com.
Okay.
All right, then there's one other website, and that's a website that Jason Woju has, and he has a DVD titled DC Training, and it also reveals all the principles and secrets of DC training. and you can go on to his website at www.jasonwojo.com/store.html. And the cool thing, Carl, about these different DVDs is you kind of, you can describe something on paper, but then when you actually see it on a video, it makes a lot more sense because you can actually see the rep tempo
right
on each of the reps. You can see the descent, how many seconds it takes, how many seconds it takes on the concentric movement, the actual amount of time that the guy's stretching at the bottom of the movement. And that's kind of cool watching that.
Yeah.
And both of these DVDs are fantastic. They cover everything that you would need to know about dog crap training. But in addition to that, there's a book that Dante put out back in 2004, and it's called The Science of Bodybuilding, The Fundamentals of Growth. It's kind of a debut book. But
right.
You know what, Carl? I think I might be the only one that has that thing.
Why? How do you figure?
I can't find it advertised anywhere.
I'll email Dante and find out. Because True Protein is a sponsor of our show, and that's his company, TrueProtein.com.
Okay. So it's a fantastic book. It's like covers everything about dog crap training, how he performed it. And I'm thinking, man, this thing should be out there. It's not a very big book, but I'll tell you what, man, it doesn't take a big, thick book all the time to get the information.
That's right.
Sometimes it can be very condensed, and his is. And I'm glad I have it. I wouldn't sell it. Unless I knew I could get another copy somewhere.
Maybe we can get him to license you to reprint it if it's out of print. How about that one?
Wow. Yeah, that would be cool.
Now, what do you think? Where do we go from dog crap training or DC training? What's the next type of manipulation that you feel is worthy of discussion?
Okay. I think Trevor Smith's demon training is probably the next one. See, I use a lot of these techniques with people I train in the gym. But a lot of these people, Carl, are in very good shape. I definitely wouldn't recommend these type of exercises to somebody that was just a weekend warrior.
Why? Explain why for those who are listening.
Well, if you want to be able to get up and go to work 3 days later, because of how sore you're going to be. And
the trauma. The trauma.
Exactly. Yeah, the trauma on the muscles. Kind of like back in 1981, I didn't train for 6 months. I got ready to move down to North Carolina, and so no training. Got down to North Carolina, met up with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, pro wrestler, and decided, hey, you know, he'd be a good guy to train with. Trained with him, Carl, and I couldn't walk up the flight of stairs in the townhouse I was living in for like 2 weeks.
That's funny.
Well, it wasn't too funny. There's a difference between, you know, there's kind of like good muscle soreness and bad muscle soreness.
Right.
The good one is where you go, yeah, I can feel the recovery. There's going to be some significant growth when I get done. Or there's the bad type where you're going, geez, I'm going to get an injury.
Yeah, it's an injury, right? It's actually more like an injury than anything else.
Yeah. So it's.
So what is this demon training like?
Oh, well, what is it like? Actually, to put it into a nutshell, it's doing drop sets, two cycles of drop sets. And then with a specific muscle isolationary movement, and then you conclude that with a basic movement. Let's do it this way. We take machine leg extensions.
Okay.
And we're going to do a pre-exhaust for the legs, because if a person does barbell back squats, sometimes their back will give out first, and so we want to pre-exhaust the legs. So we'll do machine leg extensions. We do a pre-exhaust. Get something you can get 10 to 12 reps with.
Right.
And you do those reps, 3 seconds up, 3 seconds down, and then you hit positive failure on that. Now you have a training partner, and he helps you get 8 additional more reps.
So he's basically assisting you any way he has to get you to be doing the majority of the work yourself.
Right. So you do about 8 more. Then you strip off 30 to 40%. This is the next drop. And you do, again, as many reps as you can, and it's hard to tell how many that's going to be because, again, we go back to this thing of fast and slow twitch muscle fiber, and if a person has a lot of endurance,
dominance, right,
gonna,
right.
Yeah, they're going to get a lot of reps, and if not, they're not going to get, sort of suggest the amount of reps that a person is going to get on this next drop would be impossible to tell. But whatever you get, your training partner, again, gives you 8 assisted reps.
Wow.
Then there's another drop.
Oh.
Yep.
We're not done yet.
Third drop. And this drop is, again, by 30 to 40%. And you do as many reps as you can. Your training partner gives you an assist for 8 more reps. And so that completes the first drop.
Oh, for the first movement. For the first movement, in other words.
Yep, for the first movement.
So now you're going to go do this similar drop set scheme with another movement entirely.
Well, we're not done yet. We're going to rest just a little bit, and then we're going to start this drop set again all over.
With leg extensions. You're not even moving to it.
With leg extensions.
So how many sets of these drop sets, or how many clusters of these drop set sets do you do?
Okay, it's 2 clusters and there's 3 drops. So wow. Altogether you've done 6 plus the 8x8x8 times 6 with your 4 reps.
Right.
Okay. So
wow.
You've got that set. Yeah, it's demon training is definitely a proper name for that. So then you get that completed, and you immediately choose a compound movement, i.e. the barbell back squat, angle leg press, or the machine hack squat, and you do one set of 8 to 10 reps. And, of course, you're going to definitely want to have a spotter behind you on the barbell back squat.
Right.
And so when you reach that 8 to 12 reps, then your training partner assists you with 5 to 6 force reps, and then you call it a day on the quads.
Wow.
Yep. Very intense.
Very. And so this, now how long has demon training been around?
It's been around since around 2000, at least. That's when I was first aware of Don.
Any professionals using this type of training protocol?
Not that I know of. Not in the manner I just described, anyway. There may be somebody out there. And of course, a lot of the pros, Carl, aren't going to tell you sometimes when they're doing,
if something's working,
types of
training. Right. Especially if something's working, that's very true. So we've just covered 2 of the 29. There's a lot of them in the book.
Oh, most definitely.
You can get a copy of this book by going to shopmusclemag.com. It's $29.95 there, or you can search wherever finer books are sold. It's called Huge and Freaky, and it's just loaded with. You know what? You can pick this book up. And if you just get one thing out of it that changes the way you train and gives you the effects and benefits you're looking for, it's worth the price of the book. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about these different types of intensity techniques to help spark new muscle growth. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Find anti-aging medicine at its finest at Age Management Panama. Doctor-supervised hormone replacement therapy can give you back your life. Increased energy, muscle tone, recovery, and libido while decreasing body fat. Science-based medicine under the guidance of Dr. Michael O. Sigler. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Management Panama banner to get started, or call inside the U.S. 305-395-4199. No matter where you live, Age Management Panama can help you. Just click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free consultation today. Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at Orbit Nutrition. SuperHumanNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At-Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients. Creapure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increase lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at AtLargeNutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to AtLargeNutrition.com right now. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I did it again, baby. Yeah!
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Dennis Weiss, co-author of Huge and Freaky. Great book. Really is a great book. Lots of good information here. Like I said, going into the break, if you get one thing that changes the way you train and gives you progress, it's worth it. All right, so where are we going from here? Obviously, did we want to pick up where we left off, or because I want to talk about slow, super slow. You cover that in the book as well, right?
I didn't cover super slow this time.
Okay, all right.
I'm gonna cover it. It's kind of one of those things, Carl, where there are so many techniques, and I'm kind of like, I need to save some of this stuff for another book.
Well, and super slow has been really covered a lot over the years, and really, you know, that's the interesting thing about all this. Basically, what these guys are doing to increase intensity is something you can do on your own, and that is, you know, you have certain variables to manipulate. The amount of weight, the number of reps, the number of sets, the rest in between reps, the rest in between sets, and the velocity or speed in which you execute these reps. Is that correct? I mean, pretty much that's the ingredients, right?
Definitely, yeah, and it's just mixing and matching all of those different elements.
And that's where the really skilled guys come in, because they find a way to shake it up a little bit. What's next on the list after demon training?
You know, it's interesting, Carl, because you know what I feel like right now with these 29 manipulation techniques? I feel like the time I walked in the Bellagio in Las Vegas, and they had a seafood buffet.
I know where you're going already.
I walked in, and I'm telling you, Carl, if somebody would have asked me, what's your favorite, I
couldn't answer.
I couldn't tell you, because there are so many good things, I want them all.
Right.
But not all at once, of course, because if I ate everything all at once that was on the buffet, I would be so sick that I'd be in the Las Vegas hospital getting pumped up.
Now, but all of these techniques are really designed to stimulate hypertrophy, not necessarily strength, correct?
A lot of them, yeah, but if we go back to dog crap training, that definitely stimulates strength. And, you know, a lot of these things, though, Carl, even though they stimulate muscle growth, if a person goes back to their regular strength training, they'll find that they've made some gains.
Right.
And I can give you a good example, like my son Billy, he's 40 years old. He benches 470 pounds without a shirt, And when we do different programs, like, i.e., last summer we were doing 8 sets of 8 with a 5-second rest, and the weight was like 240 pounds, and he did not do a max single on the bench press for the whole summer. We concluded the 8x8, and he went back, and he was a little bit better than he was before on his max.
Yeah.
Even though he hadn't lifted any weights that were down to his one rep max.
And that's we actually covered that with Chris Mason from At Large Nutrition when we talked about Louis Simmons' conjugated method. Louis didn't squat for I don't know how long,
right.
But he was doing all of these other movements that enhanced the ability to squat, and then he went in and competed at the squat and squatted 900 pounds out of the cold. And so you're right. You can't help but get stronger when you're doing these types of things. You just can't help it.
And again, we come back to the mental aspect of training too, because the stronger your mental focus is, you take somebody that's a beginner or intermediate, and they could do these same programs, and they would come back and probably maybe wouldn't notice a difference in their one rep maxes or whatever the case may be. So the mental focus has a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
Too. Anyway, the next technique I like is Hani Rambod's FST7.
Now, I'm not familiar with it. Talk about it.
Oh, well, just in a nutshell, and Jay Cutler and Phil Heath are probably the two biggest advocates of the training program, and you can't argue with their success, man.
Right.
Jay Cutler, Mr. Olympia, Phil Heath, second.
Right.
And, okay, so let's give you for an example, doing biceps. You might do 3 to 4 sets of dumbbell curls, 8 to 12 reps, and then maybe some machine preacher curls, 3 sets, 8 to 12 sets. And then for a finisher, Hani would have them do a finishing movement, and this would be like 7 sets of 8 to 12 reps with 30 to 45 seconds rest in between sets. And that would maybe be done with the easy bar, doing easy bar curls.
Right.
And what his idea was on that was to force the most amount of blood into the muscle at the end of the training session and stretch the fascia. Again,
fascia, I was just going to say, right.
The key word is the fascia, getting that stretched out so that you have more room for the muscle fibers to grow.
Right, right.
And it's quite a unique program. And again, I'm going to give out a website because I like the FST program that Hani Rambod has, and he definitely promotes a lot of it in Muscular Development magazine. That's where you'll see a lot of that information written up.
But and
do you
what
mind
it,
if I give the website?
Yeah, no, of course, please.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's Hani Rambod, HaniRambod, and he's like one of the trainers of the champions.
Yeah.
And his website is www.fst-7, like the number 7, .com. And he's got a really cool video that a person can buy, and it shows how to do the program. And it's got if you're a Jay Cutler fan or a Phil Heath fan, you're going to go crazy watching these guys go through the program.
Cool.
Yep. So that's a favorite one. Too bad we don't, have hours to go through this where we can actually go through each of the techniques.
Well, I mean,
detail.
People can buy the book. They can buy the book if they want all the details. We're just kind of whetting their appetite because it's not fair. We couldn't cover it even if we wanted to in this short period of time.
No, that's for sure. So let me think. Man, there's so many things here, Carl. The one I wanted to kind of get to. Oh yeah, here's another one. Muscle rounds.
What is that?
Oh man, this is good. This is really good. Seems so subtle when you first begin to use it. You take a poundage you can get 8 to 12 reps with, 8 to 10 reps with, and doesn't sound like anything. You only have to perform 4 reps with it.
Okay.
Doesn't sound so bad.
Gotcha.
Okay. You do 4 reps. You rest 10 seconds. Do 4 more reps, rest 10 seconds. 4 more reps, rest 10 seconds. You're at your third set now. You're thinking, this ain't bad. Okay, the fourth round, 4 sets, 4 reps. And all of a sudden, the lactic acid paralysis starts to develop.
Right.
And so you do a fifth and sixth four reps like that.
Right.
And that's called one muscle round. And you do three to four of those.
You know what this sounds similar to, but instead he does it for time instead of sets. Charles Staley has that.
Exactly.
That what is it called again? I can't think of the name of his.
Yeah, it's escalating density.
Escalating density training, mm-hmm. But you do it for time. You take 50, you take a weight that you can do 10 reps with, you do 50% of the number of reps, you do antagonistic muscles in between, so it's active recovery on top of it. So if you're doing biceps and triceps, you're going back and forth, and you do as many sets as you can do within a given frame of time, like 10 minutes. And then the goal has to be to constantly be increasing the number of sets you do in that 10 minutes. Pretty
yep.
cool stuff. And it doesn't sound hard, but when you start applying it, wow.
Oh, the lactic acid paralysis
yes.
It overwhelms you. It's like I mentioned on this one, the first three rounds, one, two, and three, you're going, yeah, this doesn't feel so bad. And then by the fourth one, you're going, man, I'm glad I didn't increase that poundage very much.
Right.
Because it doesn't sound, at the beginning, you're thinking, wait a minute, four reps with a 10 rep max? That's easy. But it's not easy with the 10 seconds rest.
Right.
Yep. So that's really a good one. I used this a couple of summers ago, and it was like, did that on leg extensions. Of course, all leg extension machines are different, but I was using like, I think 270 pounds for the muscle rounds on the leg extensions. Then I went to hack squats, and I was using five wheels on each side for the muscle rounds, and then finished off with leg presses with like nine wheels on each
How
side.
How old are you now?
Oh, I'm 65.
Wow. I mean, that's respectable weight.
Well, I'm nuts.
No, I don't think you're nuts. I think the stronger you are, the longer you live. We know that already. So you're not nuts. You're just fighting against the ravages of aging here, and you're winning.
The only person I know, Carl, is probably more nuts than me is probably Brooks Kubik.
Is that right? So you know Brooks, huh?
I do. It was really fascinating listening to his program last week because he's such a kind guy. I used to talk to him when he had a law firm in Louisville, Kentucky.
Right.
And he'd take my phone calls when he was at the office.
Yeah, because his love is physical culture.
Yep. And just so cool to talk to him. And I tried not to stay on too long and abuse my privilege of talking to him because I know he had
clients and stuff
that he
right.
had to work with. But.
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm moving back to Louisville in November. I'm looking forward to training with him a little bit and having him give me some pointers on this abbreviated method. I may actually do the abbreviated method this winter to see what it does for me. Now that I'm getting older, I am hormonally optimized, so I do have that in my favor with my HRT. But I'm interested in trying this, and because I train so damn hard, I get exhausted after a while. I mean, it just gets arduous. And I'm thinking this may be an easier way to build muscle. I'm going to try it.
Sure. And like we said, there's different things for different times. It's like when Frank Zane was training for the Mr. Olympia, he had different phases during the year that he used.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do like Frank Zane this year. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Dennis Weiss. You can get a copy of the book, Huge and Freaky. It really is a great book. It's a beautiful book. It's worthy of sitting on your coffee table if you're a physical culturist. You can get it at shopmusclemag.com or wherever finer books are sold. We'll be right back. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients. Creapure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increased lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest
strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at largenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to largenutrition.com right now.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Iron Mag Labs makes bodybuilding supplements that really work. Check out Iron Mag Labs' new Pro Hormone 1 Andro RX, a safe yet very effective pro hormone similar to the old 1AD. Or raise your natural testosterone levels with Anabolic Matrix RX. If you're trying to build muscle, Iron Mag Labs can help. You can find all of Iron Mag Labs products at bodybuilding.com and massnutrition.com or buy direct by visiting ironmaglabs.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I say this from time to time, but it really is important to always patronize the sponsors of this show because they make the show possible. I don't sell anything. I'm not a personal trainer. I'm not trying to solicit you to use my services. The only way this show stays alive is if you patronize the sponsors. We have some new sponsors. I know that you're starting to hear some new names. At Large Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs. We've got Quest Protein Bars that will be coming aboard in about another week. Power Block, quick change dumbbells. These are all new sponsors of the show. Show them some love, visit their websites, and whenever possible, and you're making a purchase and you have a choice of buying from one company or another, and one of them is a sponsor of the show, please, please, please patronize the sponsors so that the show can continue on in its glory. My guest is Dennis Weiss. We're talking about the book Huge and Freaky. We're actually talking about the segment of the book that covers intensity manipulation techniques to help spark new muscle growth. Where do we go next from here, Dave? I mean, Dennis, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I don't care what you call me, Carl. I've been called worse. So.
There you go.
Anyway, before we go to that, I wanted to just mention that I use these different training manipulation techniques with different clients that I have.
Right.
And I can remember one particular person that I was training and they were paying me really good money. I had them on one of these programs and they were taking a rest pause, and I walked away, Carl, and I happened to look in the mirror, and they were giving me the finger when I was walking away. I'm serious. I walked back, and I said, what's this all about? And they said, it just, you know, it's just so severe, but it's so good, and they made more gains than they'd ever made in their life. So,
right.
Yeah, good thing I wasn't very sensitive, otherwise my feelings would have been hurt, but they weren't. But anyway, so I think probably the next technique would be muscle mass negatives and positives. That's kind of good because it's always good to work the negative portion of the muscle.
It said that that causes a greater degree of trauma, and also as a result of that, the greatest degree of stimulation.
Definitely, yeah. And the different people get into the ratcheting effects of how the muscle fibers cross over and work with one another that way, but the negatives are really good. I remember when I was training back in the 70s for powerlift meets to get my attitude adjustment for really heavy squats, because it always seemed like when you're in the gym, the weights don't feel that bad. But boy, you go to a contest, Carl, sometimes, and it's like, geez, man, this bar and this weight must weigh 100 more pounds than the one I had at my home gym.
Right.
So to bypass that, if a person can do negatives, then whatever you're going to do in the positive phase, i.e., like I used to walk out of the rack with 650 pounds and do negatives in the barbell back squat. And so then when I would have 500 pounds on the bar for a regular competition squat, i.e., for whatever the second rep or the second attempt was, it felt like 135 pounds.
Yeah.
It was a psychological
And not only that, but you can get much stronger from doing negatives. Negatives have been shown to make you very strong. I remember trying to get over a plateau in the biceps with myself years ago. This, I'm going back maybe 7-8 years, and I started doing negatives for curls. What I would do is I would use the rack, you know, to load the bar, put it up high. I would grab it so it was up at my shoulders already, and then I would just gently, slowly resist and try to let it down as slow as possible. And then I would end up with it down. I would have to walk it back up on the pins back to the high spot and then do that again. It's even better if you have a training partner that can help you. But, I mean, that helped me overcome some of my strength issues in my biceps.
Exactly, and what you're talking about, yeah, the disadvantage is having to put the weight back up, because when I was doing the barbell back squats, I'd lower down into the negative with the 650.
And the pin, up. you'd have the pins in the rack, in the squat rack, I would imagine, right?
I actually, at the time, I wasn't using a squat rack. I would just walk out of the rack just like I was at a competition.
Okay. And so you'd come all the way down to the bottom, and what would you do once you were down there?
I had safety boxes built up, and they were measured to the distance of whatever the plates were, so they'd touch in the bottom position, and whatever I squat butt to the floor within 12 inches of the floor. So not recommending everybody does that, Carl, because some people would
roll their hips. Yeah, you can't do that if you roll your hips. A lot of people can keep their butts out at the bottom like that. I'm not able to do that, probably because I have some muscular imbalances. If you roll your hips forward, you don't want to go that deep, because you really put yourself at great risk. So you would park them on the boxes and then crawl out from under it, I guess.
Crawl out from under it, strip it down to 225 pounds.
Right, put it back up there again.
Do a clean the bar, put it back up on the rack, load it back up. And it was quite a task. In fact, it took me longer to do all that than it did to do the actual reps.
Have you ever gotten, this happened to me, that's why I'm asking you, have you ever gotten under the bar with a new weight, trying to hit a max, and found yourself down deeper than you thought you were going to be, and got so scared you actually pushed out? I've always tried to figure out how to harness that. It happened to me once when I first broke 465 with in the squat. I went down, and as I was going down, I realized I went down further than I normally do, and I got so scared I just pushed right out, and the weight went right up. And I mean, the adrenaline rush made me dizzy. After I racked the bar, I got dizzy, like lightheaded for a second. That's how intense it was at the bottom. But I thought I was going to get stuck at the bottom, and I didn't want to be embarrassed in the gym dropping all the weight on the ground.
Interesting. I never have experienced that, because I've never had a fear with doing squats with any type of poundage.
Yeah, well, you know,
but everybody has a different, you know, has a different effect on different people, and that's why it's good to talk to people at train, because you find a lot of different things. And yeah, I had never experienced that before, but it's interesting.
To me, it was that phenomenon they talk about when, you know, the woman sees her child under the car and she, it was that for me. It happened once in my life, and then after that, I've contemplated it for years to think about how could I constructively reuse that without having to really put myself in a harm's way situation.
Wow. So that's interesting. Yeah, it's picking the car up off of somebody when the car's collapsed on the person. Yeah, that adrenaline flow.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I mean, I came out of the hole so fast and pushed that bar back up so quickly and re-racked it so quickly that I got dizzy, you know, from the adrenaline, I'm sure.
I wish that would have happened with my bench presses.
Yeah, I know. Well, I have no bench press at all anymore, so it doesn't even matter. I can't even think about that anymore. But anyway, we only have a few more minutes. Okay. There are 29 intensity techniques in this particular chapter 10, book 10, which is made up of a number of chapters. And obviously we haven't covered near any of them at this point in time. There are enough in there where somebody should be able to find an answer to help break a plateau.
Definitely. One that I like is muscle mass negatives and positives. Take a 200-pound barbell. This is just an example that you can back squat for 4 reps. You take 75% of that poundage, put it on the bar, put collars on, then take the remaining 25% and put that on, i.e. that would be probably 25 pounds on each side. That would be 25%
right
of the total poundage. So then you do your 4 reps, and when you finish your 4th rep concentrically, then you begin just doing a negative, because you can't do any more positive and negative reps
right
with that first 4 reps.
You,
that's your max. So now you're going to begin rep number 5. So you do a negative, and that should take between 5 and 8 seconds.
So a real slow negative, okay.
Right. So you go down into the negative, then you strip off that 25 pounds that's on each side of the bar, and now you can do your positive rep.
Oh.
Come back up to the top. You have your training partner put the 25 pounds back on.
Oh, I like
that. Do a second negative. You go down. You strip the 25 pounds off of each side. Come back up until you've done 3 to 4 more reps that way. You've gotten 8 reps, but, of course, the first 4 were to positive failure, and then the last ones were the negatives.
I like that. I like that.
It's very cool.
It's adjustable. So you have the extra weight on when you're going down, but you lighten up to come back up.
Yeah, the problem is, of course, having a training partner that's consistent that you have around. Otherwise, you kind of derail the effect of it if you have to, like, crawl out from under the bar and strip the weight off. I know this, you know, a person can do that, but it's not quite as effective.
Yeah, no, you got to have, really, the ideal thing would be to have a guy on each side where they just pull it off, you go down. They leave it on, you go down, they pull them off, you go up, they put them back right back on again, you go down. I mean, that would be the ideal thing, to have somebody on each side.
Yep, and there's some other variations to that, but we don't have time to talk about that, I guess.
Well, so we'll have to cover that in a subsequent show. We're going to be doing more of these shows as time goes on, because this book is just chock full of great information. So, Dennis, people can go to shopmusclemag.com to get the book for $29.95. Like I said, if you get one thing out of this book that helps you, it's worth the $29.95, because you'd pay a pro $60 to come into the gym and critique something and give you a trick. You can find a lot of tricks in this book. Go to shopmusclemag.com today, or wherever fine books are sold. We will have you back on real soon, okay, Dennis?
Thank you. I'd appreciate that.
It's always a pleasure.
It's been fun talking to you.
Yeah, always a pleasure. And we have another great show for you tomorrow. So we're going to be talking about uses of the trap bar. Deadlifting with it, squatting with it. The trap bar is making itself available in a lot of mainstream gyms today. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. We'll see you then.